I continued sketching. These monsters kept pace in our waters with such precision, they seemed to be standing still, and I could have traced their outlines in miniature on the window. But we were moving at a moderate speed. All at once the Nautilus stopped. A jolt made it tremble through its entire framework. "Did we strike bottom?" I asked. "In any event, we're already clear," the Canadian replied, "because we're afloat." The Nautilus was certainly afloat, but it was no longer in motion. The blades of its propeller weren't churning the waters. A minute passed. Followed by his chief officer, Captain Nemo entered the lounge. I hadn't seen him for a good while. He looked gloomy to me. Without speaking to us, without even seeing us, perhaps, he went to the panel, stared at the devilfish, and said a few words to his chief officer. The latter went out. Soon the panels closed, the ceiling lit up. I went over to the captain. "An unusual assortment of devilfish," I told him, as carefree as a collector in front of an aquarium. "Correct, Mr. Naturalist," he answered me, "and we're going to fight them at close quarters." I gaped at the captain. I thought my hearing had gone bad. "At close quarters," I repeated.